Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
Hey, it's Monday and he's back from vacation. It's hey. Hot Topics.
Hello. 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 The Jay and Kevin Show. That I missed. The Jay and Kevin Show.
Well, that's nice. So we missed you.
I didn't miss my family.
Okay.
I didn't miss my dog. Stop. But I miss you guys.
It's nice.
Very nice.
Well, welcome back.
Thank you.
Yeah, you had a fun little vacation.
I had a great vacation.
That's
I really did.
Did you feel, sometimes you don't feel rested because you have so much going on during vacation. Where was this one?
This was, well, most of it was in Seaside. I went to the Oregon coast. It was a tradition with me and the boys, some old high school friends.
Yeah.
We have kept in contact. We have kept the relations, and we get together once a year. We plan it and just go hang out on the beach.
Is it always the same location?
Yeah, we always do. It started in Seaside because one of the guys, there's four of us, and one of them has, his dad lives there full time.
Oh, okay.
And so we would cruise down, see his dad, and just kind of hang out. And
sure.
Then it just morphed into this, let's get our own place. Let's do it every year.
That's awesome.
Let's hang out on the beach until it's almost light out.
Yeah, right.
And then let's go to bed and sleep for the morning.
Oh, that's cool.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very cool. Hawk, I have to ask a question. Anytime you go to the Oregon coast, we just have to find out. Did you get clams?
No. You know, it was surprising. I didn't see as many clam diggers as I usually do.
Really?
But I'm not interested. I don't eat them.
You guys don't do that. Okay.
No.
Yeah.
I don't mind digging for them just because it's kind of cool to do that once or twice, and then I'm over it because I don't eat them.
Do you guys walk around town, like, do the, like, touristy thing, or you don't really necessarily?
We do, just to laugh at people. People
yeah,
watch,
sure, yeah.
get
yeah.
something to eat. We'll right. go, you know, there's an arcade there that has fun
there
things to do. Lots of pizza.
Oh, yeah, there is.
Lots
That's
of food.
Yeah. Good arcade.
Yeah, it's a great arcade.
Did you have saltwater taffy?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
I mean, that's
Thank
a given.
Goodness.
If you don't, there's something
Thank
wrong.
Goodness.
I mean, just even if you don't really like it, you're like, I still take one.
Yeah, I used to bring the variety bags home until I realized sometimes in those variety bags, they will be tree nut crap. And my son's allergic to tree nuts.
Oh, really? Yeah,
yeah.
I guess I didn't realize
I found
that.
Out the hard way on that one, too.
Yeah.
I was like, jeez. It's always, you know, me that finds out the hard way. My wife will think,
of
no,
course.
Better not get that taffy. There might be tree nuts in it. And I just look at her like, what crazy planet are you from?
And then she's right, of course.
Yep.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yep.
Well, happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
What'd you do?
Yeah. We had a barbecue yesterday.
And did you do the cooking?
I did.
Yeah, because you like the barbecue.
Yeah, and I'm a control freak.
Yeah, well, there's that too.
Hey, it's Father's Day. I want my food cooked the way I want it, not
right.
the way you think it should be cooked.
That's right.
Bloody is good.
That's hilarious. Well, at least you can't be mad at anybody other than yourself.
Absolutely. So. Another great reason to do it yourself.
Yeah. Well, and then no
Blame
golf.
Me.
No golf this weekend.
I haven't golfed in a long time.
All right. Well, I'm just saying.
Wednesday.
You going Wednesday?
No, let's you and me.
Oh, I'll be out of town.
Gosh.
Oh, that would have been a good day, though, with because we get a day off. That would have been perfect.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm going to see my mom for her 94th birthday.
Well, she deserves it more than me.
That's a fact. I did see this, which, by the way, I'm kind of surprised. Why you like veggies and you won't eat a radish. Even producer Steve gobbled down a radish today.
Yeah, I mean, if
it's a
challenge, I got a
whole radish tray here. I mean,
it's
a challenge?
Well, if it's raw chicken, I'll eat it if it's a challenge. No, I don't really like...
I don't
radishes. Radishes are just not fun to snack on for me. They're like, you know, they have, I guess, a purpose. I'm trying to think.
Mm-hmm.
But just to grab one and say, apple or radish? I think I'll go with radish. No, it's just not a good
and
bite.
The only weird part is the, like, you know, an hour later, you're like, oh, there it is.
Yeah, that
back
too.
Back again, yeah.
Or 10 seconds in, you're like, why am I treating? This isn't a treat.
It's like
this is some weird thing happening in my mouth right now that I don't really enjoy.
Yeah. What if you put like peanut butter or something on
Yuck.
It?
Then, peanut butter on a radish?
Well, okay.
Producer Steve. Actually, that wouldn't be too bad.
Because you're thinking about the celery thing, like you put it on a
celery. Yeah, something like, it doesn't necessarily have to be peanut butter, but.
Well, it would smooth it out a little.
The only thing that's good on a radish is salt, right?
Thank you, Kevin.
Oh, here we go.
Well, I saw the salt in there, and I was going to do it, and I thought, you know, that's not going to help anything.
I got a little container of salt, Kevin, for dipping.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know. See, you picked a bad day to sit home and...
You know what's up. I mean, that is... I think that's the only thing I ever see people put on radishes. I don't know if there's anything else.
Well, you can put ranch on it, but you can put ranch on anything pretty much.
Well, sure, yeah. I meant, like, peanut butter.
Well, I think that I'm going to try that. Esky, I have some, producer Steve, I have some peanut butter in my office, in my studio, whatever. I'll go get it and we'll try it on.
Yeah, I'm willing to give it a try.
Okay,
yeah.
Give it a whirl.
Yeah. Give it a whirl.
Let me know how it works out.
Yeah, we'll have it for the second round.
Yeah, I also saw a thing online today I'd never seen before, pickle pizza. Have you seen that?
Pickles.
Yeah, it was pickles, let's see, pickle slices and dill garlic sauce. So it looked like a white sauce.
That's a lot.
And then like slices of pickles, like hamburger slice pickles.
No, I think if you maybe put some pickles on a pizza, I'd be okay with that. Like I like pickle relish on my nachos.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow, okay.
So I'd maybe okay with pickle slices, a few of them.
But not on
my pizza, but not like pickles and a pickle sauce.
Right, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
You want the regular marinara.
Yeah. I'm going to have to. That's too much pickle for my pizza.
And you've had.
Never thought I'd say that.
Yeah, that's.
Well, here we are.
And here we are, just wondering what we do next. you have had fruit pizza before, right?
Yes.
Okay.
You
don't like it?
Nah.
What is the shell part in the bottom or the crust part?
I don't know.
Is it like a cookie crust
or
something?
I think so.
And then it's just like cream cheese.
Yeah, I didn't like the whole idea of it. Yeah. It's not a pizza.
I didn't even know what it was when somebody said it to me over the weekend at a grad party. They're like, you're going to have some fruit pizza? And I go, what is that? And then I looked at it and said, oh, I guess I know what that is.
Yeah,
I mean, it's good, but it's not pizza.
No, because in my mind, Steve Hawk, I was all the way over. I'm like, you got pizza too? And then you said fruit pizza. I was like, oh, what? No.
Yeah, it's. I thought of it as a Pinterest type thing when I had it. Once.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. And I gave it a shot, kind of like fruit salad. Now, I'll give it a shot, but I'm not always going to want it.
It's not going to be the first thing you grab at a grad party.
You're a Pinterest guy, Steve Hawk?
No, I've tried Pinterest and I fail, and I bowed out.
Tried it for about 30 seconds.
Yeah, I'll see things on there like, I could make that, and I'll try it, and
I'd say that either.
Stay in my lane here.
Hanging around for round two?
Yes.
All right. The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Like, I think my sister did it to our family. She had somebody come over and put flamingos in the yard.
Randomly decorating your house? Why not do it for Christmas? That would be helpful.
Kevin James.
You want somebody to just come over and put the lights up and put a Christmas tree out.
Yeah, prank's on you.
Prank's on you. There's a wreath on your door and a tree on your front step.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
When
Hot Topics round number two, and our friend Steve Hawk is in the studio today. It's Hawk Topics because it's Monday.
Mm-hmm. Here we are.
Steve, you want to let everybody know who else is hanging out in the studio today?
Oh, me, Steve.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, my buddy Alex is in town from Chicago.
Right.
And his sister and I guess his nephews live here. So it's like, you should all come in and say hello and all that good stuff. So Alex and the team are here.
That's right.
I guess is.
Well, hello, Steve.
And Theo and Micah are your children, Lauren? Okay. All right. Very good. And how old are your kids?
7 and 4.
7 and 4. Okay.
Yeah. So Alex's sister and then her kids. And, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did I do a good job of introducing
everybody? You did good. Alex, you lived with producer Steve, as we affectionately call him?
Lived with him for 3 solid years. Yeah.
3 years? Whoa, that's a long time.
Yeah, it felt like it.
Oh, here we go.
Yes.
Here we go.
Yeah.
It's almost like every time we open the mic, it's roast time.
Yeah, it really is. Well, he's so easy to pick on. Yeah, it's great.
Thanks for coming, Alex.
Appreciate it. Always a good to see you. Make fun of you, Steve.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Did you call him Steve or Steven? What did you call him when you guys lived together?
Steve, Steve-O, or McLovin, one of the three.
Or McLovin, yeah. That seemed to be the one that stuck really well.
Well, he leaned into it. He went to McLovin 2 straight years in costume in Halloween for McLovin.
So
he
would imagine, yeah.
I mean, it was so popular at the time.
Yeah, why wouldn't you? Yeah.
So Alex is the one who, he didn't introduce me, but he is the proud player of the I Don't Want to Wait song.
I don't want to wait for our lives to be over. Yeah, that one, yeah.
That one, yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah, I found out when he got his first job in Florida, I found the address where he worked, and I sent him a candygram with One Day at a Time, I Don't Want to Wait for Our Lives to be Over.
Oh, my gosh. Attaboy. Well done.
That's a good friend.
That
right
is
there.
A good friend. Yeah, that's going the extra mile for sure.
Alex is known for his pranks, we'll call them.
I like that. Well, that's a good kind of friend to have.
Does Alex like radishes?
No, Alex does not like radishes.
Alex, you want to try a radish with peanut butter on it?
You know what? Since I'm here, you know?
Yeah.
When in Rome.
It's like very little hesitation. You need to teach Steve that.
Yeah, that's the power of radio right there.
Yeah.
When you're on the spot, you got no choice.
What are you going to say, no, and be that guy?
All right, here you go.
All right, Alex has got a...
Yeah, some napkins. You got a radish slice with a lot of peanut. Oh, you don't have to take the whole thing.
Yeah, you do. That's the the power of radio right there. Now, good luck talking for the next
time. I was going to say, it's radio, so we'll see you in a couple minutes.
Yeah.
Mm. Peanut butter and radish and a microphone.
It wasn't bad.
Really?
Why are you crying?
I cry when I'm so happy. Okay.
They're tears of joy.
Oh,
what'd you get, sweet radishes? Are these from Walla Walla?
Yeah, that's right. This special radish for you. I mean, if you don't like radishes and you put in a peanut butter, it tastes like peanut butter.
Okay, I'm going to have to try this.
Yeah. All right. I think you
Wait,
should.
You haven't tried it yet?
No.
You were the first.
Guess to it first.
You were very eager.
Yeah.
You did take the whole thing.
So. Yeah, and then you put the... I'm just taking a bite.
Yeah. You know what? That's how you can tell he hasn't been around radio a ton, because he was super eager right off the bat to try something that's disgusting.
It was like me when I had the peanut brittle a couple weeks ago or whatever it was.
I don't think you can equate peanut brittle to peanut butter on a radish.
That's offensive.
Thank you, Kevin.
That is offensive.
Producer Steve, I will give you this. It smoothed it out.
It's a lot
completely.
Less. Yeah, harsh maybe.
Yeah. There's really no hot radish
no bite
flavor going
it.
On right now. Yeah. That's pretty good.
All right, well.
I love peanut butter, though.
One in a row for Producer Steve.
Hey.
Congratulations.
The boys want to try this?
Take what I can get.
Radish and peanut butter? You only like plain radishes?
You only like plain
radishes?
All
right, let's see about that.
Wait, is he four, you said, Lauren? He's four? And he likes radishes? Wow, that's amazing.
Well, healthy. Yeah, it's good.
That is crazy.
Hey, there's one plain one, son. Okay. That's the 4-year-old that just jammed a whole radish in his mouth.
Love it.
How's that working for you?
Good.
Good? You like that, Micah? Okay.
Love this kid.
You want a second bite? Oh, hey, he's going for a second bite.
This is all
attaboy,
right.
Boy, I like that.
This is great.
He's more adventurous than I am.
Me too.
Obviously. Let me rephrase. The 4-year-old is more adventurous than yours.
That's not.
I want to make sure that was clear.
Yeah, that's not saying a ton. Theo, you want one? Oh, he just gobbled it down.
Oh, he went pop the whole thing.
These guys are
radish
champs.
With peanut butter right into his mouth.
Oh, these guys are champions right here.
What are you thinking? You like that one? Thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
Another good radio move.
Hey, it happens to the best of us.
It's natural. You just have instant thumbs up. Oh, that's great.
It's what I do, too. So. Yeah.
Well, you know,
I taught him well.
I was shown up by a 7 and a 4-year-old in the radish department.
It just doesn't take that much, though.
No,
it really
sure
does
doesn't.
Not.
Way to go, boys.
And Alex, who just jammed the whole thing in his mouth, didn't even care. These guys are make great stunt people. We'll take all three of them.
Yeah.
No joke.
Come on in.
Steve, thanks for coming in today, man. It's good to see you.
Thanks. What a party.
Vacation went well. Yeah.
Yeah. Spanish good to be back. Party. I'll miss you Wednesday because all of us are gone.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. That's right.
All right. Well, have a great week. Good to be here.
Do something fun on Wednesday.
I will. I'll think about you driving.
No flying this time.
Oh, well, that's fun too.
Yeah.
I'll think about you being jammed in the middle seat.
Seems right.
Yep. Thanks, Steve. Right.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
My son the other day had his schedule reversed because he got up really, like, he like did nights and then the morning shift back to back. So it was a weird one. So he's like, man, I went to bed when it was light and I got up when it was dark. I don't like that at all.
Kevin James.
No, that's the opposite of how you want to do it.
Right. And his girlfriend said, so you're like you're a dad every day.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Kevin, you mentioned the Uber Eats thing, the little issue you had yesterday, I guess it was, after your fire.
Yes.
Jackie said she opened the door Saturday at 4:15 in the afternoon, and there was a DoorDash order sitting there that she had not ordered.
Oh, boy.
So she was like, I thought, you know, seen the neighbor order DoorDash before, so she went over to the neighbor, and she goes, did you order food? And he's like, yeah, midnight last night. It was 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, no.
Hate it when that happens. Oopsie. All right,
Who
Kevin.
Who ate it?
I'm guessing nobody that was sitting out that long.
That's a mistake. It's cold.
Although, with the weather the way it was on Saturday, you probably would have been all right.
Heck yeah.
I mean, it's like a little mini fridge outside. All right, you got your clip of the day today?
We do.
Kevin's clip of the day. I guess we need to ask Steve if he's ready. Steve?
Yeah, is Alex still in studio?
They're in Steve's studio right now.
Yeah, they're in here. Unfortunately, you know, the bad thing is they can't hear what's going on.
Right, yeah.
So that's the unfortunate part. But they're here. They're hanging out.
Well, this clip was picked just for Alex today because he likes to play jokes. He's a practical joker,
he
right?
He is a practical joker, yeah.
Alex is a practical joker guy.
He does a lot of great stuff, which we may talk to him about some of the stuff he does. But this one was just a simple practical joke where, you know, they go into the Walmart. This guy is asking a question of a Walmart employee. The Walmart employee doesn't hear him at first, and he then says it again. And then the Walmart employee bites on the prank perfectly, and the man then says what he wants to say and then laughs and runs away.
Excuse me.
Excuse me, you wouldn't happen to know where the Matter Daddy is, would you?
Who?
The Matter Daddy?
What's the Matter Daddy?
I don't know, baby. You tell me.
Okay.
Is this real life?
I mean, what are you, five?
Yeah. Matter Daddy. Do you know where the Matter Daddy is?
Oh, my God.
What's a Matter Daddy? I don't know, baby. You tell me.
And then running away.
Oh, so good.
Just giggling like a little kid.
So dumb. So dumb, but so fun.
Yet and harmless I just it, and hilarious yeah, all the
I
same
thought it
time.
Was perfect for Alex. Now, Alex is your friend, Steve, that he was dressed as Waldo at his sister's wedding.
Yeah, you got that correct. And there's photos on Google, I think, of that. Right, Alex? Yeah, yeah.
And explain, so is it the sister that's in studio?
It is the sister that's in studio. It did happen to her, yeah.
And they're still friends?
So now what did he do
or
exactly?
Still siblings? Well,
yeah.
Would it be best if he explains it? Do you want them to come back in?
Sure, yeah. Okay. Come on back in, Alex. Yeah, send Alex back in. They don't all have to come if they don't want to, but it's fine either way. And they're just kind of traipsing back and forth to a studio to studio.
I can only hear in the background because I'm working at home today, and his sister has quite a laugh.
Yes, very much
she
so.
She seems very fun.
She actually seems to enjoy her brother, so to speak. All right, so what was the question, Kevin?
What exactly did you do at your sister's wedding?
So my sister gave me an assignment to do something fun for the wedding. And so I had the idea of if we had extra time to dress up in a Waldo costume and kind of like be in the background of the wedding photos.
Sure.
And sure enough, we had like 20, 20 extra minutes. So I went into the dressing room, changed into a Waldo costume.
So like in the background of the professional photos or just like, really?
So they're all like,
you are a good sport. Wow.
So if you actually Google image search Wedding Waldo, I think it's like the first one.
Really? Well, you imagine that. It's the first one because there's so many.
So it looks like a regular photo. Then you see like a guy in a tree, like right behind there, kind of doing like a running pose with the cane, the shirt, the jeans, the hat, the glasses,
gosh,
the everything.
Yeah. What the heck? Yeah, I like that. And was that your idea or was that...
My idea, yeah.
It really was. Okay.
My favorite part about that was the photographer was not about it whatsoever.
I wouldn't imagine, yeah. Yeah. And then how did that go? Then, Lauren, did you have to tell him that it was okay? You had to tell the photographer that was okay?
Yeah, we like finished all the photos and all of a sudden Alex is like, Lauren, you can say no to this if you want.
Sure, yeah. I mean, it is your wedding.
Right? It's like, but I have a Waldo costume in this bag right here. Can I?
So he did get permission.
That's sort of hilarious. Wow, that's great. And your husband was okay with it. He didn't care, huh?
No, I mean, we were all kind of tired at that point and ready for something funny, so.
There you go. Wow. Okay, I'd never heard of that one before. That's a good one. Yeah. Wedding Waldo.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if I see it when it...
Yeah, we'll have to search that one and maybe like repost that or something.
Alex, do you have the best prank that you ever did to Steve?
Oh, I did a bunch of them. to Steve, I
was
think,
it always to Steve all of your pranks, or did you sometimes spread them around a little bit?
No, actually, I did more to our other roommate Lucas. But the one that I did to both of them, and it was probably one of my favorite ones, is I got an air horn,
right?
And I put it under the bed frame of their bed. So the second they would hit the bat, the air horn would go off.
Oh, wow. Nice effort.
So that I did that to both Lucas, other roommate, and Steve, because I just loved that one.
Was Lucas a nervous person like our Steve is? Or
no. He's also in media. He's the lead anchor at KOMU in Central Missouri, too.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so he does the news?
Yeah, he does the 10 o'clock news.
Oh, wow. So unlike us, he's actually successful.
Jeez.
Wow, yeah. That's amazing. Yeah. Well, look at you. You're right over there just being producer Steve.
Yeah.
And Alex, are you're in sales, right?
Yes.
And can I say your company?
Oh, yeah, sure.
It's WD-40.
Yeah, I work for WD-40.
Oh, well, wow. Okay.
I love WD-40 so much.
Stop it. He's not giving you free samples. I mean, that's obviously where you're going with this.
I grew up working on a farm and a ranch, and it was like... WD-40. Just the smell of it gives me good memories.
So actually, there's a kind of a prank company out there that sells WD-40 cologne. It's not affiliated with us whatsoever. No, but they do runs of like 2,000 bottles of it. And every once in a while, they release it, and it sells out in like 10 minutes.
That's funny.
That's, oh, wow. Yeah.
It's not affiliated with us whatsoever, but for some reason, we're okay with it.
How does one get a degree that helps you sell WD-40?
I got a degree in marketing, which I don't use, but...
Yeah.
Is there an actual house in America that doesn't have at least...
So we're in 97% of households in the U.S., so yes.
Wow. Yeah. So there's stat of the day.
That's amazing, yeah. I don't think there's very many products that could say that.
Nope, we're the top. The only one that's in second place is Coca-Cola, but they're in 92%.
Ah, pfft.
See, look at, man, you have all the details.
He's got the stats, man. Yeah, that's great.
He's a business guy.
Yeah, for sure. Well, guys, thanks for coming. You can hang out for a while longer. Well, yes,
okay, they can hang out a while longer?
I mean, it's up to them.
Oh, good, because
they seem fine with it.
As long as they can hang out, I have another couple questions.
Oh, sure, I'm getting the thumbs up from the two little ones.
So, yeah, that's all that really matters, right? Yeah, when they say it's over, it's over. Yeah. I know, they're on their first day of summer vacation. They're cool with it.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
And the whole family, you know, selling stuff to family or loaning money to family.
Kevin James.
You know, if it doesn't work out, not like people hold grudges or remember that their brother didn't pay for that motorcycle from, you know, 20 years ago.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Wow, okay. We still have our guests here in studio, Steve's former college roommate, Alex. Alex's sister, Lauren, who lives here, and then her children, Theo and Micah, are hanging out in the studio with us today.
Wow, nicely done, Jay.
Yeah, I just, you know, a little recap for you there, Steve, just to help you out pretty much. Kevin, did you say I had another question for Alex?
Oh, do I ever.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Alex.
I feel like Kevin and Alex would get along very
well.
Oh, yeah.
We would. Yeah. I wish we
no
had
question.
Time to spend together. Here's what I want to know, Alex. Steve... We're trying to get Steve out and about a little bit. In college, would he go and do things, or was he as much as a homebody as he is now?
Well, we did a pretty good job of dragging him out of the house, but you're pretty much, you got him on brand already. But sometimes
he's
by
so
force,
adventurous, you know, he just,
if it involved Mizzou sports and we somehow could entangle that in, that was a little carrot we can get him out of the house with. Cause, he was Mr. Mizzou sports.
Well, he already threw out the first pitch at the Spokane Indians game. That's pretty big.
I heard about that. He called me like right after. He sent me a bunch of photos.
Yeah, it was cool. That was very cool.
That was awesome.
Well, here's the deal. His father, who I'm sure you've met,
Mr. Peter.
Mr. Peter. Mm-hmm. Yep. And Big Barb, as we call her. they have offered me $5,000 if I can find love for Steve by the end of the year.
What?
I'm glad Steve doesn't know about this.
Well, until this very moment.
No, that was something I signed him up for without his knowledge once. Three different dating websites.
Attaboy.
And I let it sit for like 3 weeks, and he got a couple of matches. And then I showed him it, and he got... I don't think... That was like the one time I've ever seen Steve angry.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I've never seen that.
he did not appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, see.
So you're saying maybe stay out of it? Don't try to set
him
up?
Oh, no. Please do it.
Okay. Okay. Very good.
I mean, there's $5,000 on the line. Come on.
Yeah, your parents did not offer me anything.
I was about to say, are you getting a commission off of this? Or?
That would be great. Yeah.
Are you splitting it, or is this a donation to your favorite charity, your station's favorite charity?
Nah, I think it's a donation to Kevin's favorite
charity. Oh, that's what it is. See, that's how you got to sell it. Yeah. So, Steve, are you saying you don't want these nice orphans not to have that $5,000? That's what you're saying, right? You don't want this for your favorite charity?
Yeah, come on, Steve.
You're hurting charity, Steve.
Alex, it's nice to have you here.
Yeah.
It really is.
Somebody else to pile on, right? Yeah.
If I would have known.
Yeah.
If I would have known.
If you would have known, you probably would have changed your mind.
I did know, but still.
Yeah, it's well worth it.
Here we are.
So what did Steve do? Take you anywhere for your birthday yesterday?
You know, he did not. Surprisingly, he did not. I didn't even get a phone call.
Wow. What, Steve?
Wow.
What are you doing?
Hey, we talked.
I called you to figure out what the address of this place was.
I mean,
I initiated the conversation.
Okay.
I sent a birthday text and the whole thing.
May I ask your sister a question? Is she in
there? Yeah, she's in here.
Lauren?
Yes.
Now, you are very sweet. You and your husband had Steve over for dinner when he first moved to town.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, it was very nice.
And it sounded like it was a very nice time. But Steve said that he felt like maybe...
Whoops, I'm sorry.
He... was just too awkward or whatever, and he wouldn't get another invite. Is that
why are you putting words in my mouth? Why are you doing this to
you
me?
You know what, Steve? Do you want to come over for dinner next week?
Oh, she's so nice.
Oh man,
Steve. I don't know why Steve thinks he's awkward. He's not awkward at all.
You know, we're all awkward at the heart of it.
That's kind of true, actually.
Thank you.
Very true.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. See, Steve, you're making friends. You don't even know it.
Okay, so you're all sure. Good.
I mean, you can always go outside and hang out with the kids. They don't care. They don't judge. There's somebody to throw the frisbee around with.
Yeah, they probably think you're super fun.
We played a very rousing game of Uno, I think.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Or
we
some
did.
Card game.
Yeah. That and something else, yeah.
That's awesome.
We had a good time, yeah. And spaghetti, you can't go wrong with that, or pasta.
Right, exactly.
Oh, no.
Well, thank you guys for being here today. It's awesome to have you guys in.
You.
And, you know, a little behind the scenes of Steve. We like all the behind the scenes we can get with Steve. And the fact that Steve is afraid of Texas, apparently. I don't know. Who knew? I do now.
I'm not afraid of Texas.
It seemed like maybe you were. You didn't want to go on spring break to Texas. I don't know.
He's not afraid of it. He's just, quote, heard bad things about Texas.
That's the greatest ever. That's such a Steve line.
That is so Steve.
It's just a great way to get out of something. You could just insert whatever. I've heard bad things about fill in blank.
My go-to.
Yeah, I know. I like it.
It's great. Yeah.
Your go-to to get out of stuff is that. Otherwise, your go-to is...
Very nice.
Have you noticed he says that a lot, Alex?
Yeah. You know, not to say it. Yeah.
He doesn't want to say anything mean about anybody, so he's like, yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah, pasta at Lauren's house was very nice. Yeah, Lauren's kids are very nice. Alex is very nice. Well, he has never said that one, so
no, that's
that.
True. And I don't think I ever will.
Guys, thanks for hanging out this morning. Right, we appreciate it.